Yeah, you know, I think it's a work in progress. Obviously, you know, we've seen some dividends of it or from it on the field, and he does a really good job. You know, it's a lot of credit to him. You know, throughout practice and throughout the week, on him, you know, coming and watching film with, you know, myself and Chad, and, you know, talking and asking about things, and, you know, where do I want him to be, and, you know, what do I think about this, and then, you know, during practice, you know, in periods where we're off or it's a defense period or whatever, saying, hey, let's go work on some red zone stuff. So, I mean, he wants to continue to get better and does a really good job at it, and I think it showed off, and he'll only continue to get better and make more plays.
Are there things that you guys are starting to pick up on the field during the game with each other?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, whether, you know, it's him change. I mean, he changed the touchdown he caught, you know, was called a fade, and he changed it to a slant based on the leverage he had on the guy. So things like that, I think, you know, we'll only continue to get better at with communication and practice.
That to the progression you're making with Marquise coming back from injury?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, both those guys are hardworking guys that want to get better and want to contribute as much as possible to this team. So they're both fun to work with. They're fun to, you know, be teammates with. And Marquise especially is, you know, he's a guy that you want to give him the ball because he's so explosive and can do so many things after he catches it that, you know, you want to try and get him the ball as much as possible.
It seems pretty obvious and repetitive, but what are, at this point, what are the advantages of growing in a system with Yeldon and Hearns and Robinson?
Right. Yeah, I think it's huge. I think to have the same guys, you know, in a system for a long period of time, you know, I think the arrow is going to continue to grow, go up, and guys are going to continue to grow and get better, more comfortable and confident, and you know, eventually to the point to where as a player and as an offensive unit, we kind of own the system. And I think, you know, that's why you see so many of the older guys and the older quarterbacks that do no huddle and stuff like that, because everybody, you know, has a really good understanding of the offense and what's going on schematically.
Looking at the film, what didn't you do in the first half that you did do in the second half that changed things?
I think just executed, really. It was kind of, you know, the first half was as bad as half of football as we've played. And I thought we did some good things in the second half, but still weren't flawless, you know, I think, by any stretch of the imagination. Still made mistakes in the second half. In this football, you're going to do it and try and limit it. You know, so obviously the turnovers, you know, you want to get rid of those. But I think the lack of execution in the first half was really what led to, you know, a ton of three and outs and not really, after the first drive, a whole lot of moving the ball.
So how do you execute the second half if you're not doing the first half?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think you got to make more plays. You got to be into it, you know, I think mentally with decision making and stuff like that. But, you know, I think it's a cool process and kind of opportunity for us to go, like, struggle like that in the first half and be able to rebound and come back and play well in the second half.
How well has Atlanta done defending the tight end? What kind of stands out to you when you look at it?
Yeah, you know, I think they got a bunch of guys that play up front. And you know, I think they do a good job. You know, they'll play, you know, some different coverages and mix things up. But, you know, I think it's another opportunity for us to, you know, try and, you know, hopefully get Julius and Mercedes in some mismatches, you know, like kind of like what we try to do every week, you know, get those guys on linebackers and safeties and stuff like that and see if we can take advantage of it.
When Julius came back, he was getting a lot of attention, you know, probably more on reputation, what he did in Denver because he had just gotten here. Are you now starting to see it change at all based on stuff that you guys are doing? And is he still getting the same amount of attention?
You know, I think guys, you know, when you got a guy putting up numbers like Allen Robinson's putting up, I think, you know, he kind of gets a little extra attention, whether it's, you know, a safety over top or, you know, roll coverage or whatever. So I think it's kind of allowed other guys to get, you know, definitely some more single matchups and stuff like that. So I think, you know, not sure how they're going to play him or if they're going to do anything special to Allen or Julius or whoever. But I think it's a good chance for, you know, both those guys to have an opportunity to win one-on-one matchups.
How good was that route that A-Rob had on the touchdown?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable route. You know, something he does really well. You kind of forget it because, you know, he makes so many big plays, you know, kind of in the deep ball game and jump balls and stuff like that. But he is a really good route runner and can, you know, create separation and do things, you know, inside from the slot position.
He didn't have his usual big day. Were they covering him better, or just other guys were more open?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of both. You know, he was involved in the game plan and the plays. You know, it was the first or second reader progression, and, you know, a lot of the things we did, they did, you know, put some extra people, you know, whether it was roll a safety over or do whatever on them. But, you know, I think the other guys stepped up and did well. And, you know, Allen Robinson, you know, it doesn't bother him. You know, he's a team first guy, you know, that he didn't have a catch, you know, in the first half or whatever, you know, it doesn't bother him. Doesn't get him down or out of the game. He continues to play hard and run good routes and eventually got a touchdown.
San Diego came in here with six losses in a row, gave up three from his previous week. you know, what happened. Now Atlanta's coming to the exact same thing, 6 losses in a row, gave up 30 last week. Is it going to that before change your mindset at all?
No, not at all. I mean, it's, you know, one thing that's evident on film is they play hard. You know, I think they're still, you know, mathematically in it, so by no means are they going to quit or lay down for us. You know, they're going to come out and play, you know, as hard as they can and give us everything they got.
We just need to give them any sense of, gee, these guys lost. They're not very good. We should be able to win this or home.
Ooh, Atlanta?
We know when you played San Diego. You know.
When we played San Diego? Yeah. No, not at all. I mean, that was another team that, you know, had lost some games, but was a talented team. And, you know, with obviously Phillip Rivers playing quarterback, and then their defense was talented as well. So, you know, it wasn't a kind of a change in mindset at all.
Is there anything unique for this week in the sense that Gus and Dan Quinn have worked together before and do a lot, like to do a lot of the same things when you look at it?
Yeah, you know, obviously they have some similar philosophies defensively and stuff like that. So I think it'll be a challenge because, you know, we haven't faced, you know, our defense or a defense like that really since camp and OTAs and stuff. So we'll have to go back and review some things and do some stuff like that. But, you know, I think it, you know, anytime you get a chance to see somebody that has similar philosophies, I guess it could help out.
Nice to see you guys getting a lot of love. 90 points the last 2 weeks offensively. A lot of people talking about the offense. It flex a game against New Orleans, assumedly, because people want to see this kind of offense. I mean, how do you guys handle that situation?
You know, I think handle it the same as when we scored 9 points against Carolina, I guess. You know, we'll do the same thing. You know, talk about it all the time. Gus talks about, you know, handling adversity and prosperity the same. And offensively, we'll do that as well. We'll handle the first half the same as we handled the second half, as far as last week's concerned, and making corrections, you know, trying to see things that we did well and obviously carry that over and continue to build on that.
How impressed were you? I'm sorry, Gus.
Assuming it's Denard this week, have you seen any difference in him from last year, this year?
No, I think Denard runs hard. I think he's a guy that, you know, I guess maybe his reputation or whatever coming from college that, you know, he was a speed guy that had to be on the edge and do stuff like that. But, I think he has shown that he runs hard between the tackles. He breaks tackles and, you know, falls forward most of the time. And I think does a really good job. So super confident in Denard for sure.
You talk about
thanks.
Hey, Rob. Is that an example of something that has been harder in the season, red zone chemistry, has that developed?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. And, I mean, obviously, I think it shows that it's kind of evolved into, okay, now we're not just throwing jump balls to him. We can put him inside. He can run double moves and do different things from the slot and inside on linebackers and safeties, which I think is a huge matchup. So I think it's definitely, you know, a tribute to him and his hard work and obviously his ability to do those things.